Why are clear cool drink bottles more environmentally friendly than green or brown ones? Do you know which forms of packaging are being recycled in South Africa and which currently aren't being? In celebration of World Environment Day this week, Consumer Watch shares some recycling do's and don'ts, plus news of some truly inspiring KZN initiatives turning plastic waste into highly sought-after stuff. That's this morning from 8:40.
Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Good morning, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren Moore.
So today we're talking recycling. We've done the recycling topic before, haven't we?
Lots of times. It's my favorite. So yes, I know what you're going to say.
What am I going to say?
We're recycling. Yes. Good one. Actually, it was World Environment Day yesterday.
Okay.
Because we don't have Consumer Watch on a Wednesday. We're doing it today. I still think it's a good time for it.
Okay.
Especially now when Durban's once wonderful orange bag recycling project has been reduced to very unpredictable on-off thing. So it's up to us to take charge, to get clued up on, first of all, what can be recycled and what can't and why, and where to take the stuff that can. It's all about reducing the volume of stuff that lands up in our landfills, messing up our environment, making them look ugly, and then landing up on our beaches and in our seas where they do horrible things to our marine life. So, taking a step back though, there's something that we can do as consumers before we get to considering what our recycling options are, and that is we can avoid, as much as possible, very hard, buying products which come in packaging which isn't currently being recycled in South Africa for whatever reason, and also those products, like forms of packaging which are being recycled, but they get a much lower price than other forms because they're either very tricky to recycle or there's a much smaller market. They fetch less, so there's less demand, and so those waste pickers or reclaimers, I much prefer that word, are less likely to pick it up because they're going to get less money for it.
Okay, like what kind of things?
Good to know those things. What kind of things? Okay, so for example, PET bottles. They're the most sought after,
PET?
But the clear ones.
Okay.
So your clear water bottles, your clear cool drink bottles, right? They fetch a much higher price than the green or brown plastic ones. And so, of course, they're more likely to be picked up.
Why are the manufacturers still selling their cold drinks in the dark plastic bottles like, I don't know, Appetizer, Stoney, Lemon Twist?
Brown. Exactly. Well, it's part of their branding, right? They've been doing that for years. But when you think how many of those darker bottles are produced, the colored ones, the impact of them switching to a more recyclable, clear bottle would be massive. And that's where consumer pressure comes in. If you don't care whether your Stoney that you love is in a brown bottle and it's not as environmentally friendly as the clear one because of the recycling aspect, I mean, there's going to be no encouragement, should we say, or pressure on the manufacturers to change.
You have some big, exciting recycling news.
Well, before I get there, I just wanted to say there are two things that happened before recycling. So the one is making the choice to try and avoid as much as possible the products that can't be recycled. The other thing is reusing. I think KZN will really get this. Think of the 2-liter ice cream tubs, or 1.8 now, thanks to this shrinkflation.
That's another topic.
Sitting
Leave that one
in,
alone.
In cupboards and freezers with curries and
I've got plenty of ice cream tubs at home. They rock.
Exactly. Fantastic example of reusing. So, so this is another form of being mindful with our plastic. Well, earlier this week, on Monday to be exact, Woolworths announced that along with Dow Chemicals, Nedbank, and Yes, which is the youth employment service that's also allied to Nedbank, Woolies has partnered with KZN-based NGO Wildlands Conservation Trust to upgrade two of the existing recycling villages and to open three new ones at popular KZN shopping centres, which is huge. So I went to one. It's just been upgraded. It's beautiful. It is out of the way from Durban, but it's at the Quarry Shopping Centre in Hilton. And it's honestly the cleanest, loveliest, most organised recycling depot I have ever seen, and very well supported by the locals from what I saw. And then it goes up to Wildlands Recycling Depot in Howick. And that's where I saw all the recycling, what becomes of it. But I also saw two of the most amazing projects. The first takes the least recyclable plastics. They take one part of that horrible plastic. They add two parts of crushed glass. They've got a gizmo there, a machine, and it looks amazing. I'm going to put pictures on the blog. And they can produce 200 building blocks a month.
Oh,
those
nice.
Blocks look like the normal cement blocks, but they're three times stronger. And this is a world first. So exciting. My mind was blown. And the building that houses that was built from a large batch of bricks. I think there was 600,000 promotional Kapasut mugs about 7 years ago that developed hairline cracks. So Unilever recalled them, and they ended up at this plant, got crushed up and made bricks, which built the building that houses the machine that's making the bricks. And
oh,
of course,
fabulous.
Off the gutters come these huge JoJo tanks. It's just like a glimpse of the future. I absolutely loved it.
I must make a turn next time I'm in Howick.
You really must. Anyway, the next thing I wanted to talk about, polypropylene, those big yogurt tubs, margarine tubs, and yes, the ice cream tubs.
Yeah.
Wildlands is making fuel from it. They've got another
stop the press
machine,
fuel.
Another world first. They call it plastic fuel. And some of their trucks are already running on it.
No way.
So one of the other things I learned from that visit is what recyclables are most in demand because of the money they fetch and which are not, things like those aluminium foil. So the first thing, the most demand, are aluminium cans, the ones that the beverages and booze, beer cans and that. They are, fetch the highest price, but they're in very relatively small volume.
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, they will be snatched up, but very low volume. As I said earlier, the poster child of recycling are the PET bottles, the water and cool drink bottles, preferably clear. Mm. They get the highest price, so they're most likely to be collected by the reclaimers. And then the HDPE bottles, which are the milk bottles mainly, and the ice cream tubs, that is in demand. And then what isn't being recycled, Andrew Fenter said, aerosol, there's just bales of them out there. They're very dangerous to recycle because of the gas.
Yeah.
And those foil pie bases, those are the don't bother ones. For now, there is a solution on the way, but for now, those are not being recycled.
Also, Andrew Fenter was saying something about aluminium foil, like the aluminium that we wrap our food in.
Yes, so he said no one's taking it. Curse of the planet.
Okay.
No one's taking it.
Again, Wendy Nola, you've been very, very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
And if you want to get a hold of Wendy for anything, all you need to do is go to her Facebook page. It is Wendy Nola Consumer on Facebook. There's an email option there as well. And you can just drop a mail right there. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren.